I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello and welcome to English Snacks, a delicious little podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'm here to help you develop your fluency, one bite-sized lesson at a time. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. In the last couple of episodes, we've been looking at how to use different body parts to express ourselves in modern English. Today, it's the word stomach. Here are five common expressions that native speakers use. I will tell you the meaning and an example sentence for each one. Please feel free to pause if you'd like to repeat them. 1. To have a strong stomach. Meaning, to be able to handle or tolerate unpleasant or disturbing situations, especially things like blood or violence. Example, you need a strong stomach to be a surgeon. 2. To turn one's stomach. Meaning, to make you feel sick or disgusted. Example, the smell of rotten eggs really turned my stomach. 3. To be unable to stomach something. Meaning, to be unable to tolerate something emotionally or physically. Example, I can't stomach horror movies. They give me nightmares. 4. To have or get butterflies in your stomach, meaning a nervous or excited feeling in your stomach. Example, I always get butterflies in my stomach before giving a speech. 5. To stomach the idea, meaning to accept or deal with an unpleasant thought or situation. Example, he couldn't stomach the idea of losing the game. Well done! You showed up today and finished this episode. You didn't need a strong stomach to digest this snack, did you? I'm proud of you for listening and practicing. I hope you feel nourished and energized after this English snack. It's almost time to wrap up, but first, could you do me one small favor, please? If you know someone who is learning English, could you please pebble them the link to this episode? It would really mean a lot to me. Also, if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe. I'll be here dishing out bite-sized lessons to fuel your growth. So, come hungry for knowledge!